Welcome to the Juicy Life Show. I'm your host, Fonda Clayton. I'm the feminine power broker. I help the successful woman who feels empty, mediocre, like something's missing, recapture her passionate, sensual self so that she can experience a life full of joy and passion. The Juicy Life Show is a place to find manna for your body, soul, and mind, where you can learn to be truly fed from the inside out so that when you go out into the world, baby girl, you know you've got the goods. Learn and empower your sexy self with self-care hacks, improve your body image, and create your own damn story. Let's go. Hey there, my juicy. This is Fonda Clayton, your host of the Juicy Life Show. Please find full episodes on Stitcher and iTunes. And you are in the right place if you're looking for a place to discuss society's belief systems and the strongholds that they have on us as human beings, in particular in women. But I have a sweet spot for men too, so you won't feel left out. I do so with humor, a little bit of cussing, and just my dry New York City sensibility. Who am I and why the hell should you listen to me? Well, I am from New York City and I was trained as a fashion forecaster studying pattern making and textiles. And what does all that mean? It means that all that stuff that goes on before people are gorgeous going down the runway, I'm the person that used to put together the fabrics and the silhouettes, etc. Okay, that means I know how to do that. But what I did professionally, for real, was fashion forecaster. And I did that around the world in IIII. I did that in Asia, and then my stint got cut short because I was invited to go to Europe and do the same thing. However, I had this thing pulling at my heartstrings to really investigate what my legacy was and is. And it led me down the road of body work, and I became a licensed massage therapist, and I've been doing that for 18 years. It's my first love, and I probably will always do it on some capacity, even if I'm just advising other massage therapists. It's just my first baby. And I've folded that into becoming certified in life coaching and gone on to do hypnosis and NLP and LMNLP and all that other stuff. But what I'm uniquely designed to do is bring in the body. Right. And I was just thinking about this as I was thinking about recording this. I have been involved in the body since the beginning of my career, no matter what I changed it to. From fashion forecasting, which is the aesthetic of how color looks on your body, to what silhouette looks great on your body, to massage therapy. So what does it feel like to be in your body, to life coaching. And that is what I'm uniquely designed to do, is talk about those things that are kind of unspoken, those things that you just can't put your finger on, those emotions that you feel are out of control, so you want to push them way, way down in your body. But I'm here to tell you that anything that you don't deal with on the mental, emotional, spiritual plane will affect your body. So those things need to be dealt with. Think of your body like a liver, right? So anything that your liver can't synthesize, it will store and it will keep. It will do something with it. So your body is uniquely designed to protect you from yourself. Sometimes though, when it spills over, it shows up as pain, shows up as discomfort, and sometimes it shows up as disease. Now, I'm going to be totally honest. The reason I became a massage therapist is that I realized that my touch did something to my mother. She was transitioning. She had stomach cancer, and I noticed how my touch affected her. And so then that kind of sparked something in me and led me down the road to investigate what that mean. So getting back to how this all kind of came about and how I use this with my past and present clients, it's getting them to understand that society has certain messages and they only celebrate a certain number or a certain look of person of the trend. And so that means if you're out of trend or have never been in trend, then you're not necessarily validated. So you need to validate yourself. And because it only does things on trend, that means it's fickle as hell. And that also means that you need to have fortitude within yourself to give those things to yourself, because that's true self-worth. That's true self-love. And that's what I'm all about. So what does this mean for you as you listen to this podcast? I love to talk about body parts. I love to talk about food and real food, because there are just so many different messages. You could be absolutely paranoid as to what do I eat. You know, everything that you do requires your body. But there's so much overwhelm and anxiety going on. The first thing that you want to do is you want to leave your body. But this is the earth suit. This is the thing that we are navigating space and time and one another. And so we need to have trust of the body. And without it, paranoia and fear come with it. And then there's self-loathing and self-hatred and a plethora of other things. So emotions, food, body parts, are things that I am impassioned. I just love to talk about. I could talk about probably until my last breath. So you are in the right place, and you are my peeps. If you are a little bit woo-woo and you are a little bit intellectual, although I'm trying to I'm a recovering intellectual, trusting my body more. Being the leader in the space of trusting the body means that I have to really get inside of what's going on for me from moment to moment, so that perhaps I can language some things that you aren't able to articulate in just the right way for you. I am here to have the conversation. I'm here to ask the questions. I'm here to answer questions. But I say it to ask the questions because I think that a curious, interested mind always stays fresh and innovative. And I don't think I know everything. So I'm always asking, I'm asking God questions, I'm asking myself questions, and then deciding really quickly, because I can always make another decision, but be sure not to come to conclusions, right? Because when you come to conclusions, there's no place else to go because you've arrived. And so that you become a know-it-all and you start to age yourself. And I'm not here to age myself. So you're in the right place if you just want a mini taste of exploring what it means to be you. I love you like cooked food. And until the next time, this is your host, Fonda Clayton. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Juicy Life Show. I appreciate you spending the time with me. If you liked this show, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, just everywhere, child. I would love it if you would leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher. I want to hear from you. Do you have an idea for a show topic? Email me at info@FondaClayton.com. Again, the email is info@FondaClayton.com. And of course, you can find an archive of this show and every show on FondaClayton.com/podcast. Again, the URL is FondaClayton.com/podcast. And remember this, I love you like cooked food. Until next time, live like you mean it.